Let's go with a message today. Hope not to keep you long. I'm going to try to keep my word on it today. We'll see. I usually lie every Sunday. So let's see what happens. It is 10 or 11 after, but we had a good time of music today. It was beautiful. Amen. Little series, thank you. I also want to thank Ray Baker right here, filling in for Roger today, and also Dan right over here. Let's just thank the Lord for him right here. We're partners in ministry. Right here, baby. Roger's doing away on Thanksgiving vacations. That's awesome. And we're looking forward to a good morning. Here we go. In a little series called Thank You. We talked about it last week. Let's roll. Here we go, buddy. And what do people say when you say thank you? So it's just natural that if thank you was the first message, then your welcome is going to be the second one. I was scratching my head this week. What am I going to preach on? What am I going to preach on? And Alex says, how about your welcome? I'm like, you're really smart, Alex. So, and that's what I did. That's how we put messages together, especially when it's a subject matter. Of course, then I go to the scriptures and I just ask the Lord, help me. You know, I want to be practical, but I also want to be scriptural. And Lord, help me as I study. So that's what happened this week. Let's say this verse together a couple of times. Let's learn it together. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Say it with me. Come on. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. How many think you're close to getting it? Here we go. It's not that hard, just in everything give thanks. Can you say, in everything give thanks? Okay, here we go. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's God's will for you. Okay? Let's talk about it today. The two most powerful words, we looked at it last week. And I'll stand by that all Sunday long and every day after that. That's two of the most powerful words, if not the two most powerful words you can say to people are thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Told you about my Diet Coke and lime, and they'll come in. Yeah. Why does that happen? Thank you. Thank you. Well, after church last Sunday, I wasn't going to say this, but after church last Sunday, I go into Beef O'Brady's, because I like football. I know it's probably bad, but I do it. So I go in there, and the family, and we hang out, and some coaches, we just spend some time together. And but I get there after church, I sit down, I was the last one coming in, and the lady, never met her before, brought me my drink. I said, thank you. I said, man, I just got to preach it like the house is on fire. So I really appreciate it. She says, well, you're welcome. The other time, we ordered. Thank you for that. You're so sweet. Thank you for taking care of us. It wasn't 5 minutes, 10 minutes into my visit at that restaurant that she said, next time she came out and put something down in front of me, she said, I'm going to have to come hear you preach. What opened up that door? Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. What opened up that door? Has she ever heard me preach? No. That's a good thing. You know. But no, it was just being kind. Being nice. Saying thank you. Guys, it works every time. It works. I'm telling you, it works. It's the greatest way to share your faith is by being grateful for what other people do for you. Because they're doing it. Because Jesus is blessing you through them. They might not even know it. That's okay. You can tell them. Thank you. Amen? You understand? We talked about it last week. Now, so thank you, the two most powerful words, but their response to you is also very powerful. Okay? And it's usually these two words. Say it with me. They're going to pop up. You're, one more time, you're very powerful. Very powerful. Matter of fact, when you say thank you to somebody and they say you're welcome, it does something back to you. If you think about it. Now, a lot of times, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want you to say thank you. But we probably don't focus enough on the you're welcome, so it doesn't mean a whole lot to you. But because I've been thinking about it, I've been studying it, every time I say thank you now, I hear people say you're welcome. It's just standing out like crazy now. You understand? It's incredible. And they add things to it. You're welcome. It's my pleasure. You're welcome. I hope you come again. This is a big deal. I know it sounds silly, maybe. Hang in here with me. It ain't. Okay? I listened to that message last week on podcast myself, and I thought, you know what? Not because I preached it, but every Christian-based, certainly, organization ought to hear that message to their staff, every one of them.
Say thank you to people. Say thank. I think it's good for any business. I think you'll have a better business. Staff get together. I know he's crazy. Listen, this man teach you how to say thank you and what you ought to say, and I think it'd turn your business a little bit more on fire for the Lord. You think that's crazy or not? Absolutely. How many feel great when somebody says thank you? Can I see your hands? Makes you feel good. How many, when you do business with somebody and they thank you for the business you've given, it makes you want to go back sometimes? Amen? Come on, you hear me? It's powerful, man. So you're welcome by expressing gratitude and by showing appreciation. When I say thank you to somebody, I'm expressing my gratitude. I'm showing appreciation. And when I do that, this is huge, I endear myself to others. But something else is happening. I gain entrance into their heart. I'm endearing myself to them, and I'm gaining entrance into their hearts. And what does that mean? That word heart, I'm getting into their emotions. Their will, the very center of who they are. When you say thank you, and they say you're welcome, I'm not saying it's going to happen the first time, but in that relationship and being a thankful person, and when people are serving you, saying that, you're going to see their hearts are going to open. And they're going to get emotional back to you. I've had people many times when I say thank you and I talk to them, they get tears in their eyes. I was down with Mickey, who runs Bonefish in Sarasota. He and I took a couple of days to go to the Keys. We're at the Outback Steakhouse because Bonefish, he can get us to eat free there at the Outback. So I thought, we'll go to Outback. How about that, Mickey? So that's what we did. So we're down there at the Outback Steakhouse in Key West, and a girl waits on us. And we're kind to her. Thank you, thank you. The door opened a little bit. It was no time. The girl was just telling her, the waitress was just telling her life story to me. And I took off my Jesus strong. So she'd made some bad choices and was in a bad situation. Didn't know how to get out. I took this off my arm and put it on her arm. How did that all happen? Thank you. Is that goofy to you or not? Say. I believe we're on to something here. I really do. I think that's why you teach your children to say it when they're little. You know what I'm saying? And this is universal. People that don't believe in God, they're not a Christian, they're not a follower of Jesus Christ. Many of those folks still teach their kids to say thank you. Is that true or false? Where'd they get that from? We're going to talk about it today. So what people are doing when you say thank you and they say you're welcome, you're endearing yourself to them and you're gaining entrance into their heart, and they roll out the what? They roll out the welcome mat. Now, guys, you might be sitting there today thinking, well, Pastor, this doesn't happen. Some people are mean as a snake. Yes, they are. But we're even taught, kill them with what? Is that what we're taught? Somebody taught us that. Sure. Yeah, you know, some people haven't been taught to appreciate what you're doing for them or appreciate that response you give to them. They've had a hard life. They've been jaded. Okay? Or they are jaded, rather. So the point is, but this is a way to change their world. You're kidding me, Pastor. That's why people say, I can't witness. I don't have to do what you do. Can you say thank you? Can we do that? Thank you. Can we do that? Say. One more time. Okay, you can do this. You can do this. Okay, so you endear yourself to these people and you're gaining interest. Now, here's the point. It's pretty amazing that thankfulness can be that what? Wow, that's crazy. I know it's a little goofy, but it's crazy that thank you can be that powerful. Sometimes I've had business with folk and different things. And I don't know, and I feel the same way many times. A thank you is more than enough. Well, they want to pay you. Well, no, that thank you is more than enough. Me being able to spend a little time with you or do something for you, that was more than enough thanks. That's more than enough. I don't need money. Amen? You ever done that? Say, sure. So, let's keep going. So why, now this is where the message is going to switch a little bit. Why do people respond so profoundly to gratitude? Why do people respond so profoundly? You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Thank you. Why are they responding so profoundly? Okay, Well, I believe one reason is because we saw that story of the lepers last week. Remember? One out of how many said thanks? Yeah, one out of ten said thank you. I think a lot of people serve, work, do, help, and stuff, and they don't hear it that often. You hearing me, yes or no? Okay. Remember, they're a real person. They're giving their life to do what they're doing, or whatever it is they're doing. They deserve us to value them and to care for them. Amen? So, why do they respond so profoundly? Why did the girl in the keys open up? Why did the lady last week at Beef's? I saw another lady this past week went to Denny's. Week before, she said, I'm coming to church. I looked out here. She was right back there. She was right back there last week. She told me she got to work this Sunday. How did that happen? Through thank you, through kindness. Are y'all getting it or not? Say. This is a big deal. Why did they respond so profoundly? This is me now in my office. Here we are. Number one, because we as human beings are created this way. How many in this room appreciate it when somebody thanks you? Can I see your hand? Okay. How many feel like a need when somebody does something for you to tell them thank you or that they're, you know, that kind of stuff? You feel that? You see what I'm saying? Okay. When somebody does something for you and does something good for you, do you feel a need to be grateful? Is that correct? All right. So, why do people, here's my point, why do people open up their hearts when you say thank you? Why is gratitude so strong? Why do they respond so profoundly? One, I believe we're all created this way. Everybody. Everybody's created to be touched. Okay? We can be touched by the what? Feelings of others. We can be touched by the feelings of others. People can feel you without feeling you. Amen? People can feel. We say you're giving off a what? A vibe or something like that. You know what I'm saying? People can feel when you're genuine, when you appreciate them. They can feel that. And so therefore, why do they respond back with your welcome? Why do they respond back with you being endeared to them? Why are you gaining entrance into their heart? Because I think it's the way they're wired. You hear me or not? Am I boring you to tears? Well, if you hang in here, you're going to learn something. Because God helped me this week. So, now you got to follow me now. Are y'all lost or what? Okay. I say thank you, they say you're welcome. I say thank you and show kindness and gratitude. I'm endeared to them. Their heart opens to me. I get entrance. Why? Because they're wired that way. They're created that way. And here's what hit me this week. Genesis 1, and God said, let us make man. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit at creation. And God said, let us make man in our what? After our... And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over everything that creeps upon the earth. So God, what? Man in His what? Own? In the image of created He him, male and female created He them. Follow me, don't get lost here. This is big. We're created in God's image and in God's likeness. So God Himself also responds profoundly to gratitude. Did you hear me or not? We get church so wrong. Well, I need to do this, and I need to do that, and I need to do this, and I need to do that. And cut my hair, and do this, and do that, and do that. How about just say thank you to Him? Y'all hearing me or not? How about be a person of gratitude and thankfulness and quit trying to keep your list? But if you want a real relationship with God, show Him thanksgiving. Did you hear me or not? Well, Clark, how do you know so much? Because I was created in His image. I was created in His likeness. And if I respond, and if my heart can be touched like that, where did I get that from? Say, where do you think I got it from? Him. Did I lose you? There's been books written after book, how I can have an intimate relationship with God, how you can do this, how you can do that. It's all out there, brother. It's pretty simple. See, I have this kind of mind. If it only preaches in America, then it ain't probably right. You hear me or not? If the fella out there that has a cup of rice, if he can't send in his $100 and sow his seed to that TV preacher who's a crook, then he's probably a crook. You hear me? Yes or no? God loves everybody. Is that correct? Yes or no? You can't buy God, but you can thank Him. Say, yes or no? You can't buy God, but you can thank Him. Everybody can thank Him. Say, yes or no? Thanking God is the universal thing. In my view, gratitude, showing gratitude to God is universal, baby. Everybody on the planet can get to the heart of God. Did you hear me today? Oh, this is something good. This is radical. This could change your life. Get on this path. Get off that other path. That do, I got to do this. Do. Listen, I've said it before. I believe do stinks. I'm sorry. To God, I believe the things we do. I think He's a lot of times going, you know, you're sort of missing it. I'm right here. I really don't need all that, God says, but I sure would appreciate your thank you. Your gratitude. Are y'all hearing me today? So, for example, Psalm 139. I could go through the Bible just real quick. But I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Your works, and that my soul knows right well. Just a couple of verses later, how precious are Your thoughts unto me, O God. How great are the sum of them. Not far on the heels, he's praising the Lord, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. He writes right after that, the psalmist, Your thoughts of me are amazing. That's the Scripture. God thinks, I just think He's like a dad. He's a father. A father, a child comes and he says thank you to his dad. And what does dad do? I mean, lately Abby's been saying it. Little Abby, our 5-year-old, she's been saying more. Sort of unexpected. She ain't been in here to hear the message. But it's been sort of unexpected to me. Thank you. She said it something. She said, we did something the other day. And she said, thank you. It might have been, thank you for taking us to Burger King. Thank you for letting me ride my scooter. And all I know is it touched me. Did you hear me or not? Why does it touch me? Because I made the image of God. I believe, hey, if I can be touched like that. Matter of fact, Hebrews says that Jesus is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Does it say that? Sure it does. So, what's the thought? Gratitude and appreciation. Let's keep moving. This is how I what? To who? To God. Gratitude and appreciation is how I endear myself to God. Look at this. This is how I gain entrance into whose heart? His heart. Look at that. He rolls out the welcome mat. When I'm grateful, when I'm appreciative to Him, when it's not about just keeping a list of rules or the law or this or that. Hey, guys, He's the one who gave us the commandments. Don't get me wrong. But it's that gratitude that's going to open His heart. You understand? I'm just telling you. And I can just talk on this all day long. I mean, you can get to His emotions. You can get to His will. His will for your life. You can get the very center of who God is. How do I know that? I'm just giving you some couple of crazy examples. One is, I grew up not knowing God, not believing in Christ. Know a thing about Him. I become a Christian. I become a believer. I start reading His Word. I still don't know a whole lot. Okay? But I start growing. But my eyes started opening. I was starting to be thankful for, you know, for things like stars. Wow. You know? And thankful for, you know, the ocean. And thankful for the breath of life. Not taking things for granted. Not thinking I'm just a blob or something that blew up and now we all got created. No. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I started changing. Are y'all hearing me? That's what I'm talking about. And responding to Him and telling Him thank you for that. And speaking to Him like that. I'm telling you, you'll gain entrance to God. That's better than getting you some book somewhere. I'm telling you right now, you can get your book at the bookstore and say, I need intimacy with God. Well, I tell you what, you can leave here today determining, I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to be thankful to God. I'm going to thank Him. I'm going to praise Him. Don't be surprised if you don't outrun that book. You hear me? By expressing gratitude and showing real appreciation for God's kindness and goodness to me, I'm welcomed by God into intimate and personal relationship with Him. It's just the truth. I mean, I don't know. It's like I'm up here trying to make the case. It's like, the case is made. I'm sorry. It just is what it is. Amen? All right. So you're welcome, God says. You're welcome. Couple of thoughts. Why the Old Testament sacrifices?
Well, I don't like that Old Testament. You know, the Old Testament, all them sacrifices and sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice and so many sacrifices.
Why the Old Testament and why the sacrifices? They were an outward what? Of what? And what? Yeah. They were an outward expression of gratitude and respect toward God. Okay? Keep looking. Could these Old Testament sacrifices provide eternal salvation? No, they could not. Keep looking. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither, say this with me, neither by the blood of goats and calves, say it with me, but by His own blood, He entered what? Once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. So these Old Testament sacrifices could not give you eternal salvation. But it was a way for the people to show respect and reverence to God and show gratitude to God. Keep looking. And certainly these sacrifices did what? They pointed to what? Things to come through Jesus Christ. But my question to you is, was there another reason for the sacrifices? And the answer is yes. Could it be that gratefulness and reverence matter to God? Say, oh, I think so. You understand? Yes or no? Okay. So He was teaching. You know how as a parent you teach your kid to say thank you, and somebody says nice to you, the boy, you say, I appreciate it. You're welcome. We teach them that, right? So God is teaching through the sacrifices. That's what He's doing. That's my view. You're welcome. Let's ask another question. Here's one. Just put them all up. Why the Old Testament feast? There's a bunch of them. Weekly Sabbath, the 7-year Sabbath, the 50-year Jubilee, the Feast of Passover, First Fruits, Pentecost, Trumpets, Atonements, and Tabernacles. Okay? Lots of feasts. Why the feast? Keep looking. Many of these feasts also were a what? Of things to... But, my question is, could it be they also were showing thankfulness and reverence to God to those people who were living at that time? Sure. What's the point? We're creating God's image and God's likeness. If I can be touched and endeared myself to others and gain entrance and let other people gain entrance to me because of their gratitude, where did I get that from? I got it from God. I didn't make it up. Did you say? I don't know. I didn't make it up. I just feel something when people do that. Because He feels something. Who instituted the feast and sacrifices? Take a wild guess. God did. I think He's trying to teach us something. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? I know this is crazy. Come on. God made us and He knows us. We're walking pretty quick now. Expressing gratitude and respect is what? Can we say this loud and wake up a little bit? Expressing gratitude and respect is what? It's good for us. Matter of fact, my mama would have slapped my face. That's how good for me it would have been. Absolutely. Some of you wonder why I say yes, ma'am. I say yes, ma'am. I say no, ma'am. I say, yes, sir. I say, I don't know how you were raised. That's how I was raised. That's how the kids. I came into Kim's kids' life a little after the fact. That's how they're getting raised. You understand? Why? It's reverential and it's respectful. Yes or no? Sure it is. Okay? And thank you is part of that, and please is part of that, and you're welcome is part of that. Okay. I believe it's godly. I think it's right. God's been teaching people since the very beginning. Say that with me. God's been teaching people since the very beginning. We're almost done. I want to take you back to Genesis. And I'm just going to read and let's just look a little bit. Here we go. What happened? Did I skip them? Well, put them up. What's wrong with you? He's been working since the very beginning for people to be grateful and to be thankful. It's the greatest way to show reverence or respect. Now, our slide. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over what? The fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I've given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be meat. And to every beast of the earth, to every fowl of the air, to everything that creeps upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw that everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And the Lord God took the man, and He put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it, to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest what? Let's read that together. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest free. You like that word, free? Free? That's what your air is costing you today. It's free to you. Amen? Say. That old heartbeat you got going, boom, 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 boom. Yeah, baby. It's free. God's a good God, isn't He? Say. So. But of the tree of knowledge and good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. Now, could they eat of everything else? Say. That's a lot of trees, isn't it? Say. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that you eat of it, you'll surely die. Why'd God do that? Well, there could be a gazillion reasons why. Could one of them be, I've given you everything. Don't eat this. Be grateful for what you have. Respect me enough to not eat that. Did you hear me or not? Say. How many believe in just giving your little children everything? Just give them everything, give them everything, give them everything, give them everything, give them everything. Or do you believe sometimes you can give kids a little too much? You believe that as parents say? Well, you ought to believe. If you don't believe, you need to get with the program and believe this. Just give. It's sometimes nice not to give them so much. So they'll be what? Look at you people. Could it be God did that? So they'd respect it. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where are you? He said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was what? Because I was naked and I hid myself. Well, you ain't been a problem with that before, Jack. And he said, who told you you were naked? I didn't. Have you eaten of the tree whereof I commanded you, you should not eat? What broke? What was the thing that caused the problem? The disobedience, the disrespect. Was that disrespectful, what Adam did? Yes or no? It's disrespectful. It's not like you're starving to death, is it, son? Say. And the man said, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, you know, a lack of gratitude leads to excuse making and victimization and whining. Is that true? You think God's trying to teach us something here or something? Other than just the fall of man, if you look a little deeper, you might find something else here too. I think I did. The woman which you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is that that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. You can say what you want to all day long. The devil does not make you be ungrateful. Did you hear me?
The devil made me do it.
No, he didn't. It's just that you and I are ingrates. Capiche? Amen. So do you see even back at the beginning how this can be taught? You see it in the Scriptures today. Okay. It's very important. We're done. Here we go. I think we're done. The greatest way to get to the heart of God is through my gratitude and my expression of appreciation for the kindness God has given me. Now, I'm not saying you don't need to go through Jesus. We're not saying today that you don't believe in Jesus. Oh, I'm just thankful to know. That's step one. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. The first thing you do is you're grateful to Jesus. Did you hear me? Yes or no? No, I'm a good guy. I do good. Is that disrespectful to God? Yes or no? Sure it is. Well, I go to church, you know, I keep the law. No, you don't. You're being a disrespectful person. God gave His one and only Son for you. The appropriate and only response is what? Thankfulness and gratitude. Is that correct? The Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to For he that comes to God must believe that He is. And He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. It's one of my favorite scriptures. And it says so much. But the bottom line is, God will not even listen to me if I don't put my faith and trust in Him. And the other thing is that I must believe that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek. I must believe that everything I have is because of Him. Are you getting it or not? I can't please God if I think it's somehow me in any way, shape, or form. But my trust in Him and knowing that everything comes from Him. Keep looking. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We're close, ain't we, buddy? Can we end the message this way up on our feet? Here we go. Come on, here we go. We're there? Good. If you don't mind, if I get your attention this away, it's not time to leave. Right here. Come on. This is Thanksgiving. I'm going to come down here with you. I'm going to do it too. Here we go. Just some things I wrote down. Can we say thank you to God today? Here we go. Let's do something together. Hope you can see it. If you need to move, it's okay. Let's start with the green. Here we go. Thank you, God, for creating me in Your image and Your likeness. Thank you, God, for loving me. Thank you, God, for giving Your one and only Son, Jesus, for me. Thank you, God, for saving me by the precious blood of Your Son, Jesus. Thank you, God, for the forgiveness of all my sins. That's a biggie, ain't it? Thank you, God, for promising to never, ever leave me. Thank you, God, for giving me peace in my heart.
Thank you, God, for giving me a confident hope for the future. Thank you, God, for teaching me and leading me. Thank you, God, for believing in me. Wow. You know what God says? You're welcome. And it evokes a response from me. I'd like you to say it with me. God, I love you. Can you say that? God, I love you. Again with me. God, I love you. And this is what He says back to you. I know you do. I love you too. Happy Thanksgiving. God loves doing for us. Amen. What a great God we have. Would you sing this beautiful song with us this morning?